A new survey finds the number of New Yorkers touched by opioid abuse is rising. Siena College pollster Don Levy says the survey covered many of the same questions about the opioid epidemic that Siena asked New Yorkers 2 years ago.
Today we find that 59% of New Yorkers, that's up from 54% 2 years ago, are touched by the opioid epidemic. That means that either they, someone in their immediate family, co-worker have abused opioids, or perhaps they know someone who has died from opioid abuse.
Levy says the COVID-19 pandemic has affected opioid use.
78% of state residents, down slightly from 82% 2 years ago, say that opioid abuse is a very serious problem in their area. However, the worsening of the epidemic has slowed a bit, whereas 2 years ago, over 80% said that things were getting worse. Today, fewer, 65%, say that the epidemic is worsening.
Levy says the poll shows New Yorkers have become much more aware of the potential problems and the dangers associated with prescription painkillers.
They feel as though doctors are being more careful in prescribing the medication. And they think that by 57% say that it is now easier to obtain treatment. Still, the stigma associated with opioid abuse persists. A large majority see that. 62% believe that it is not true that fewer people are dying from opioid abuse. What would they like to see? They would like to see more governmental support for treatment and rehabilitation, more dollars spent in that way. They'd like to see greater support for syringe exchange programs. They continue to hold the pharmaceutical companies and, to some extent, doctors responsible for the epidemic.
Levy notes Siena introduced a new question to the opioid survey this year. Should high schools randomly drug test students, provided a parent has provided permission?
There we see 68% in support of that potential initiative. Growing support for supervised injection sites, up to 68%. And greater support for funding for those sites. So there's a greater awareness of the crisis, but the crisis persists, touching more New Yorkers than it was 2 years ago. But on another bright spot, we do see that doctors, pharmacists seem to have gotten the message. They are prescribing more appropriately, and in both cases, both doctors and pharmacists are doing a far better job, the public says, in warning patients about the risks of opioid abuse.
The survey found some encouraging signs. 76%, up from 70% 2 years ago, say that they were prescribed the right amount of opioids, and far more doctors and pharmacists are warning patients of the risks of opioids today than they were back in 2018. Levy adds 84% of New Yorkers favor punishing doctors who are shown to overprescribe opioids. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.